Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 27th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that God is not too busy to be interrupted by our concerns. Our Bible passage this week is Mark chapter 4 and verses 35 to 41. Let's read it together. Jesus calms the storm. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat, with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Amen. Life is full of storms. They come in different forms: financial difficulties, health challenges, relationship struggles, and more. When we find ourselves in the midst of these storms, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and to lose hope. However, as believers, we have a source of strength and peace that can carry us through any storm: our faith in Jesus. In our passage from Mark chapter 4, we read about a powerful storm that arose while Jesus and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. The waves were crashing into the boat, and the disciples were filled with fear. In the midst of their panic, they woke Jesus, who was sleeping peacefully, and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Jesus, with complete authority, rebuked the wind and the waves and said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" In that moment, Jesus demonstrated his power over the storm and reminded his disciples that they could trust him, even in the most challenging of circumstances. Just like the disciples, we may sometimes question whether Jesus cares about our storms. But the truth is, he is always with us, even when it seems like he is asleep. He is in control, and he invites us to have faith in him. So how can we cultivate faith in the midst of life's storms? First, we need to immerse ourselves in God's Word. The more we read and meditate on the promises of God, the more our faith will grow. Second, we need to pray and seek God's guidance. When we bring our fears and concerns to Him, He gives us peace and direction. And finally, we need to surround ourselves with a community of believers who can encourage and support us in our faith journey. As you think about these thoughts today, you might want to use this reflection question to help you. In what ways can you actively cultivate faith in the midst of your current storm? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we consider surrendering our anxieties to God's care and protection.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.